Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is currently 8:15. We were just talking about the national debt. Somebody texted in about Bitcoin being a solution. And then I mentioned that I was going to live to be 158 years old. I don't know anything about Bitcoin, nor am I interested in Bitcoin. But if I'm going to live to 158, maybe I'd better be. Alex Hammerstone joins us now, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. How you doing, Alex?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm okay. Planning out my life, you know, living to 158, which is going to be interesting. A reporter here, Mike Perlstein, our friend and an investigative reporter, did a story about some scams that are going on with cryptocurrency ATMs in convenience stores. And, you know, I just got to tell you, everything about this, about a cryptocurrency store in an ATM, makes me want to run away. And I don't care if you tell me that, you know, an assassin has a bullet trained at my head. If I don't go to a cryptocurrency, I'm not going to do it. So tell me what's going on here. I don't know if you want to start with a little backdrop of what cryptocurrency is, what crypto coin is. I know a lot of people are into it. I don't know if it's real or not. Is it?
So it's absolutely real. That's for sure. But it's certainly something there's a lot of debate around the value and the future and everything else. And I think a lot of us are familiar at this point with, you know, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and some of the other larger ones. I mean, we've seen Super Bowl ads, right, that talk about them. And it's really become mainstream. But there's also kind of a whole other world of kind of lesser-known coins. There's a whole ecosystem. It's kind of complex.
Wait. Let me jump in for a second here, because I don't even know what this is. I don't know what are you buying? When does it become real money? That's what I don't understand.
So it becomes real money when you exchange actual, you know, currency or a good for the digital currency. And I think that's where a lot of people get hung up, right? So what is it exactly? And it really exists on computers somewhere, mm-hmm. right? It's not something that you can necessarily hold in your hand. It's not something that there are coins for and so on and so forth. And so the value to most people is that they buy it.
Let me just jump in for a second. How is that different than Tommy Bucks? How is that different than I started with Tucker Bucks and I said, you know what? You give me your American currency, I'm going to give you Tucker Bucks. Is it different?
Well, so there probably is something called Tucker Bucks, believe it or not. You know, okay. If you go out there are just really countless coins. You know, mm-hmm. people are creating these all the time. As you know, I never talk politics, but right. you know, the president was involved in kind of creating a coin, you know, with his name on it. Mm-hmm. So really, I know you're kind of jesting a bit, but that's a lot of these coins, that's what it is, right? I mean, I could create a coin for myself, get people to give me actual money for it.
Would they do that? Because you're just backing it yourself, right? That's what I don't understand about this whole thing.
So really, there's two threads to it, right? There are people that very strongly believe in kind of decentralized banking and, you know, having a place to store value and make transactions. So some of the larger coins. So there's that whole kind of group of people. You know, you see they have giant conferences, and you know they meet up in D.C. and there's that whole world. And then there are kind of these, I can't use the term on the radio, but there's a word that begins with S, you know, followed by coin, and that's what they call these coins that are just kind of made up out of thin air. And it's really oftentimes kind of a pump and dump scheme. Mm-hmm. So you come up with a coin, you know, you promote it on the radio or something like that. People go out and they buy it, hoping that the value goes up. And then at some point it crashes, right? And like a lot of these investments that get pumped, the goal is to not be the one holding the bag when the music stops. So a lot of people know they're gambling. They just don't want to be the last person holding the bag.
So now we're back to the Beanie Baby example that I always make of. A Beanie Baby had no intrinsic value, but at a time, people were standing in line to get these things, paying hundreds of dollars for the little pony with the rainbow or whatever the hell it was. And I said at that time, somebody's going to get stuck holding the Beanie Babies, and they did. So that's what you're talking about?
It is like that, although, again, there's kind of those two worlds, right? There are a lot of coins like that. But then there are, you know, things like Bitcoin that have held their value and people have used it, you know, for transactions and things like that. So there really are those two worlds. I will say also, though, that, I mean, a Beanie Baby does have some intrinsic value, right? I mean, it might not be worth thousands of dollars for the Princess Diana one, but it'll always have some value, right? I mean, it's if you hand one to a five-year-old, they're going to play with it. It's just not worth thousands of dollars.
Mm. As opposed to Bitcoin, which doesn't even exist?
It's not that it's complicated. It's worth what we all agree it's worth, right? Mm. It's, you know, it's really like any currency in some ways, right? You know, why is a dollar worth a dollar? And you can say it's because it's backed by the government or the military or whatever you have there. But we've also seen other nations with their currency, you know, it takes millions and millions of their currency to buy a loaf of bread at the end, right? So it really is this kind of whole larger economic argument, but it is a fascinating world.
I just wanted to start to lay the foundation, and then we come back, we'll talk about these scams that are going on with people getting text messages and telling them to go to a cryptocurrency ATM, where I guess they use a credit card, and somehow that's how they exchange real money for cryptocurrency, and then the cryptocurrency people take advantage of it. 820, if y'all got any questions, 504-260-1870. Call me old school. I want no part of it. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, returns when we do. Right now, time for traffic, WWL. All right, 825 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Alex Hammerstone, our friend, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We've already laid the foundation for Bitcoin. Now let's talk about the scam as it relates to Bitcoin machines, where people are being scammed into putting their real money into a cryptocurrency machine. Tell me about it. It's basically the same scam we see over and over and over again, but yet now it's updated, right?
It is, and I think that's the easiest way to understand it. You know, for people that aren't familiar, there are, you know, Bitcoin ATMs. And what they allow you to do is to deposit actual money or use a credit card at, you know, it looks like an ATM machine. I know that's redundant, but we all say ATM machine, right? And then it will give you a link to an account with your Bitcoin. And what's important to note is, just as a quick aside, is you thinking of Bitcoin kind of like gold. And what I mean by that is there's really two ways to own gold. You can physically own it, right? So you can have your Bitcoin on your own wallet, or you can own it through an exchange. So if you, let's just say you invest in gold, and you buy it on an exchange, and you call that broker and ask them to mail you your 10 ounces, they're not going to do it, right? So a lot of people that hold Bitcoin, it's in some exchange where they don't actually have access to it. It's just part of there's a record that says it's theirs, if that makes sense. And that's really what these Bitcoin ATMs do. And really, for anyone listening, the world is very nuanced, and a lot of advice is yes, but, right, or certain cases. I can say unequivocally, if someone asks you to go and put money in a Bitcoin ATM and send them the QR code it shows you, it's the same advice I have if someone tells you to go buy gift cards and scratch them off and send pictures of them. It's 100% a scam every single time. There's absolutely no situation where anyone listening should ever go to a Bitcoin ATM and then send somebody a picture of anything.
That simple.
It's that simple.
So people are being scammed about, according to Mike Perlstein's story, with get your ankle bracelet involved.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Involved or getting somebody out of jail with this or that or the other thing. Make it all simple. Just remember, if ever you get a text message or anything telling you to go into an ATM or a convenience store with a crypto ATM, don't do it, right? Or is that simple? Or are you saying don't send a picture of the code?
100% do not do it. Never do it. Again, we never want to blame victims, but a lot of times these things are kind of common sense, right? So if the parish calls you about a relative that's, you know, being held in jail and to, you know, get them out, you need to go to a Bitcoin ATM and send a picture of a QR code. Mm. That doesn't make any sense, right? That's just not how the world works. And it's unfortunate that people get scammed by these things. But, you know, at some point, I think we have to have a little bit of responsibility for kind of understanding, you know, how basic transactions happen. And that they just don't happen by going to a Bitcoin ATM.
On the other hand, when it comes to the person that owns the crypto ATM, can they not track down who the scammer is on this?
It depends. I mean, a lot of this stuff is so convoluted. You know, it's either done from overseas or, you know, the amounts just aren't large enough that it's going to get a huge law enforcement response and so on and so forth. You know, Bitcoin is kind of known as being less traceable, obviously, than traditional financial transactions. That changes rapidly. But it does require a lot of effort to track people down. And again, if you start to look at just all the crime that occurs in general, you know, around the country, a lot of it's not solved. A lot of it doesn't get a lot of focus. And so these things just aren't a priority.
Incredible. Alex, any other scams going on lately that you want to let people know about?
I think we're all used to getting these toll scams, right? Mm-hmm. I get a number of those. It's just, you know, I think the advice is if anybody either is hitting you with a sense of urgency, you know, it's a hallmark of a scam, or, you know, we see these investments, right? Nobody scams you by promising conservative 9% returns year over year, right? I mean, that's a good return, but that's not what they do. They promise to triple your money. It's, you know, get rich quick. You know, scammers really appeal to your sense of either, you know, concern and urgency, or they promise ridiculous returns. And when you see those two things, it's probably a scam.
Too good to be true, it is. Thank you, Alex. If it's too good to be true, it's not, rather, I should say. We'll take a break, come back, talk about ketamine. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. 844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Story in the New York Times talking about Elon Musk and ketamine, and he's acknowledged using it in the past, said that he didn't use it on a campaign trail. That just got me to wondering about ketamine. What is it? I know Matthew Perry had a problem with it, and I don't know anything about it at all. So Brittany Lambert joins us now, clinical assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Dr. Lambert. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat with you.
Thanks. Tell me, what is ketamine? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think exactly like you said, there's been a lot of high-profile kind of connections to ketamine with Elon Musk allegedly using, and then also Matthew Perry tragically dying in his autopsy report, secondarily showing that there was some concern of acute ketamine effects. And so the general public has really had their interest piqued about what is ketamine. In the medical world, we have been using ketamine for decades. So it originally came out in the 1960s. The class of medications that it is called dissociative anesthetics. And so what we mean by that in our world for the phrasing, dissociatives are medications that cause patients to feel psychologically detached from their environment. And we typically are using ketamine in the clinical setting as anesthesia for pain control and sedation for procedures. A lot of your listeners may already be familiar with ketamine because they may have heard of it when they've received procedures. We often use it in the pediatric population. So if your listeners are parents, their kid may have broken their arm or had an injury and came into the emergency room, and ketamine was used in an anesthetic purpose for that because it has a really great safety profile, minimal risk when used in a medically supervised setting. And then it also has not very long-lasting effects when used by medical professionals. Unfortunately, you know, some of our medications that we typically use in medically supervised settings sometimes trickle out into the community and then are used recreationally in illicit fashions, and ketamine is one of those. So typically in the community, when people are using it recreationally, it's referred to as like Special K or just K or Vitamin K, and that's what we're seeing a lot of now currently.
This is a prescription drug, right?
Yes, so it is. It is. There is currently two. So there's, I think there's a differentiation that I should make is ketamine, the anesthetic, we use in medically supervised settings for anesthesia, procedure, pain control. Mm-hmm. In the early 2000s, we started to have more research that emerged that ketamine may have some connection with depression management. And then so in 2019, there was a variant of ketamine that was approved by the FDA called S-ketamine, which is a nasal spray that's used in medically supervised settings for the treatment of treatment-resistant depression. So that is why I think you're hearing a lot of high-profile cases related to it. One, partially because people are using it recreationally, the anesthetic, but then also because some high-profile people are currently using the S-ketamine, which is the variant for treatment-resistant depression.
When you say anesthetic, does that, like, knock you out completely for pain? Like, when you talk about surgical procedures, I'm just curious about that.
That's a great question. So typically, when we're using it in anesthetic doses, it can have different effects on different patients. So most of the time, patients feel themselves being disconnected from the environment, detached from pain. One of the other benefits of it for anesthesia is that it causes amnesia, meaning that you don't have recollection of the procedure that happened. So a lot of times patients are finding themselves getting good pain control but not really recalling what happened. In very high doses, you are right, it can cause people to have coma. Secondarily, people can also have seizures when they have doses that are near lethal. It can cause confusion or psychosis, which is really why it's important as an anesthetic that, you know, it's only used in a medically supervised situation.
I see here it says developed, a New York Times story, developed as a battlefield anesthetic. Is it the kind of thing, doctor, that affects your brain where, and I'm not trying to be flippant about this at all, but where, hey, I'm seriously wounded, but I don't care, kind of like that?
In some ways, because the way the anesthetic works, the patients are not really in touch with what's happening. So that's one of the reasons why we prefer in procedural cases is because the brain kind of disconnects from the environment in that way. And so then they don't have really any recollection of the actual event after receiving the medication. So in the anesthetic purpose, that's how it's used. When we're talking about S-ketamine, which is the nasal preparation that's used for depression, it doesn't tend to have that profound dissociative effect, which is that psychological disconnection.
As it relates to depression drugs, where does esketamine fit in terms of either popularity or efficacy?
That's a great question. So for esketamine, when it got approved by the FDA in 2019, what we really saw emerge from that body of research was that esketamine was really great in treating acute episodes of treatment-resistant depression. And I think it's important for me to highlight what we mean in our field by treatment-resistant depression. So we're talking about depression that has been unresponsive to medications, depression that has been unresponsive to psychotherapy, very severe depression where patients are still struggling with suicidal ideation and thoughts of wanting to harm themselves. And so in that group, esketamine was showing some promising results with having people get rapid relief within 24 hours of care. Now, within our field, there has been great conflict and great debate about esketamine, because when we look at it long-term, so what kind of durability does esketamine have? How long do the impacts help when people have treatment-resistant depression? We really don't have great evidence beyond 6 weeks for that kind of treatment. So it was kind of a double-edged sword. In some ways, we were really excited as a field to have this new modality of medication. We hadn't had any new medications come out on the field for treatment-resistant depression in a very long time. And in the same time, I always tell my trainees and then my patients, anytime somebody is selling you something as a miracle cure, you want to be optimistic, but you also want to be cautious. Mm-hmm. And we're learning a lot more about esketamine as far as durability. What are the long-term benefits of it? And we really don't honestly have the answers to the question of that part of the portion.
Let me sneak in a break here, Doctor. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the ways that ketamine use would manifest itself in people if somebody's concerned about their kids or their significant others might be using this stuff, warning signs, et cetera. Dr. Brittany Lambert, our guest, clinical assistant professor, Department of Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans, 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Brittany Lambert, clinical assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans. Doctor, as you know, the commercial break was there. I was thinking, I've never seen this stuff advertised on TV, and it seems as though every drug almost is advertised on TV, enticing patients to ask their doctor about it. Why don't I see any of that for ketamine?
Very true. So for ketamine, because it's an anesthetic, it's not available for use outside of a medically supervised setting. Esketamine, which is the one that has the treatment-resistant depression approval from the FDA, mm-hmm. that one also has to be used in a medically supervised situation as well. So it's under what we call sort of a REMS program here in the United States, meaning that it's highly regulated by the government. So I assume that that is part of why you wouldn't see any sort of advertisements for it, because of how highly regulated it is. And that's partially because of the significant concern for abuse.
Yeah, what is the downside of this? How easy is it to be abused, and some of the troubles that it can cause?
Yeah, so we have actually been seeing a steady increase in the rise of people using ketamine, specifically recreationally in an illicit fashion. It typically tends to be people who are in higher socioeconomic statuses. So what we mean by that is people who are more educated. We also have been seeing that ketamine use has been sort of increasing, and in we're hearing from many high-profile cases as well in the country. We have a lot of concerns about that because ketamine certainly does have abuse potential. Some of the kind of warning signs that you can pick up on are kind of subtle when it comes to ketamine. So it's really hard for people in the general population to know whether or not someone is intoxicated. But one of the main ones is that often people will lose their eyelid reflex, not always, but some people will have decreased blinking. So they often have sort of a weird staring that's going on. They can have an increase in their heart rate. One of the things that we typically see clinically from ketamine is what we call nystagmus, which is a medical word to mean involuntary eye movement. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why some of the individuals who are in high-profile positions have had some of these types of symptoms, and people have alleged that they may or may not be using.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll have to come back and talk some more about this. Very interesting. Dr. Brittany Lambert.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.